This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Ten Commandments.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيده وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم. This is your brother Abdul Wahab Salim, and we are with the Ten Commandments, Commandment number 5. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-An'am, Ayah number 151, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. And do not kill the soul that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden for it to be killed except with justice, except with truth. ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ. That is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards you. That is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. All of these pieces of advices that I've given you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to you and I, they are so that we may be able to have intellect. These are guidances from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we may be able to acquire, so we may be able to attain intellect. What does that mean? Inshallah, we'll get back to that point in a minute. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in number 5, لَا تَقْتُلُوا وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا. And do not kill النَّفْسَ الَّتِي, the soul that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden for the murder of. Every soul is considered a soul that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden the murder of. Whether that be a Muslim soul or a non-Muslim soul, whether that be a soul of a young child, as we noticed earlier on in the verse, as well, whether that be the soul of an older person, all of those souls are considered souls that have sanctity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considered these souls haram, impermissible for a person to go and take the soul away. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of the body, the mind and the soul. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who takes the life of a person away and not human beings. They're not supposed to intervene in this process of Allah giving life and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking life himself away from an individual. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, لا يزال الرجل. Think about this very, very carefully. In fact, even better, the Prophet sallallahu said, لا يزال المؤمن. A believer remains. How does he remain? في فسحة من دينه. He remains free from any problems in his religion. A believer remains free from any problems in his religion. Sometimes there are groups out there and there are people out there that try to justify killing in the name of religion. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying a believer remains free from problems within his religion, مَا لَمْ يُصِبْ دَمًا حَرَامًا. So long as he doesn't take a life away, so long as he doesn't spill a blood that is impermissible for him to spill. So the problem in faith, and not faith itself, the problem in faith is when people start to take lives away. And this is why this ruling of taking a life away of a person wasn't a ruling that is specific to this religion. Remember, we said these are the Ten Commandments. Commandments that were known to all faiths, commandments that intellect dictates, commandments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took up after the fact that intellect had dictated them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them divine guidance as well. So this was a guidance given to every single faith. In fact, it was given to the Jews, it was given to the Christians. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an as well, مِنْ أَجْلِ ذَلِكَ كَتَبْنَا عَلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. For that reason, we have written upon the Israelites, whoever takes a soul, أَنَّهُ مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ أَوْ فَسَادٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. Whoever takes a soul without any justifiable reason, same thing, without a justifiable reason, then what happens? فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. It's as if he's killed all of mankind. And the reason why Allah is relating this commandment to the Israelites, to us in the Qur'an, is because it's a commandment for us as well, and it's guidance for us as well. That if a person takes a soul away without any justifiable reason, then, and by the way, I keep saying justifiable reason, when we say, well, I have a justifiable reason, your reasons are not justifiable. Most people that kill, in fact, almost all people that take a life away on the face of this earth do not have justifiable reasons. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever takes it up away without a justifiable reason, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it as if he's killed all of mankind, And now whoever is the savior of one soul alone, it's as if he's the savior of all of mankind. Think about it, brother. Before you are getting yourself into these things, there's a lot of ideologies out there. There's a lot of mentalities out there. This is a message, by the way, for the non-Muslim viewer. It's a message for the Muslim viewer. The non-Muslim viewer needs to recognize that the Muslim faith is a faith based on peaceful behavior. And this is why if you look at these verses that we're looking at, which are our 10 commandments, two of those verses are telling us not to kill, not even one. And more than one is addressing the concept of giving life by bringing back the cycle of life through the family relationships, and properly so. So they're telling us to bring life about, and they're telling us to stop taking life away. So we're a peaceful faith, that's a definite. And for a person who tries to misconstrue the faith and tries to take the verses out of context and doesn't understand the context of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks, then recognize that these are ayat that are muhkamat. What does that mean? That do not have the possibility for them to be further explained. That do not have the possibility for them to be abrogated. That do not have the possibility for any other meanings to be there. These are extremely clear passages. And this is why the Sahaba, they would call these ayat the muhkamat. In the Surah Al-An'am are three ayat, ayatun muhkamat, that are absolutely clear, evident, they cannot be further explained, they're not ambiguous in their meaning. These are all meanings of the word muhkam, by the way, and they do not become abrogated as well, because these are things that every single person agrees upon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you as a wasiyah. This is the will of Allah. So remember we said earlier on, though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, حَرَّمَ. A harrama, one may say all of them are permissibilities, right? Harrama rabbukum. Ta'alaw, come, tell, O Muhammad, tell the people, come to me, let me read upon you those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram. And we said, in the verses are those things that are obligations, and in the verses are those things that are commands for us to stay away from. Why does Allah carpet the whole equation with the word haram and not the word wasiyah? Because the word wasiyah has a possibility of recommendation. And the word wasiyah has the possibility of an obligation as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses a tough word for you to recognize that throughout when I say, this is my wasiyah, it's not a wasiyah that you have a choice to implement or not. It's not a will that you have a choice to implement or not. This is a wasiyah, just as a haram you have to stay away from, this is a strong wasiyah, you have to implement it, and anything that I'm telling you not to do, you stay far, far away from it. ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ. And remember this whole thing I'm telling you about wassa and haram and all this kind of stuff, this occurs not once in this passage, not twice, it occurs three times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is really trying to hit home run with this message. This is an obligatory will for me, commandments that you have to implement within your life, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ, so that you may end up having aql. Now notice Allah gave you five commandments so far, every one of them is related to the aql. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to stay away from shirk, and the fact that we worship the Lord that has created us and not His creation, that is intellect right there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to be kind to our parents. The fact that we are kind to those people that served us all throughout the days that we weren't able to do anything, not even change our own diapers, not do any of those type of things. They were the ones that were there for us when we became sick. They were the ones that were there for us when we had tough times, when their friends would say something about us, they would pick fights on our behalf even though they've had relationships with them for longer than they have with us. Why? Because they're our parents, there's a special love. Allah tells us from the intellect is that you be kind to this type of a person. Similarly, all of the other commandments are from the intellect. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq practice, to practice, to convey. Jazakum Allahu khairan for listening. And the action item here is that do not kill. Period. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.